B-Pod Studios.
Demaney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So Carly and Ronnie are back with us. They were on War of the Roses, and Ronnie sent the flowers to Carly, but there's still this third person that's kind of roaming around the relationship, orbiting around, and her name is Christina, and that makes Carly a little uncomfortable. So we brought them back to kind of hash this whole thing out.
How have you guys been doing since your War of the Roses aired?
I think we've been doing great.
I mean, it's kind of tense, you know, because I'm just still not buying this whole victim thing that she has going on.
Christina is Ronnie's ex-girlfriend, but Carly and Ronnie have been together for 5 years. And every time you broke up with Carly, Ronnie, you went back to Christina. We know that from our War of the Roses we did. We all agree to that, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you don't think there's anything wrong with you helping out your ex, and Carly feels uncomfortable with it.
Yeah,
I understand that girl is still a huge part of my life.
So what we're saying is you have to close the door on Christina.
Is Christina still staying at the house, by the way? Or did you finally ask her to hit it?
She's been in and out.
How do you feel about that, Carly?
I'm so uncomfortable that I'm never there. I mean, when she's there, I just leave. But then when I leave, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, are they hooking up?
We're not hooking up.
Okay.
None of that's going on.
What will it take to get Christina out of your life, Ronnie?
Carly does mean the world to me, so I pretty much do anything for her, but...
Okay, so I don't know if producer Nicole told you this or not, but after we aired the War of the Roses, Christina called in, and she wanted to come on today. That's why we had you both back on. Carly and Ronnie, with your permission, we'd like to bring Christina in.
Yeah, bring her on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Christina, can you hear us?
Hi, yes, I can.
Christina, you can tell that the situation here is a bit sticky.
I guess it's sticky, but I really feel like she's making this a lot more difficult than it should be, you know?
What's your intentions, Christina?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, every time there's ever been a break, you know, he's always gone back to you. Do you still have feelings?
I mean, I just always take it as a compliment. Like, I understand, you know, once you've sort of had the best, it's really hard having something else. And so if he likes coming back to that.
Oh, my God. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, I just think that it's accepting reality, honestly. And Ronnie is awesome. And there's nothing wrong with two awesome people being together. And if he chooses to then be with someone else, that's his choice.
Okay. You clearly aren't over Ronnie. Carly and Ronnie have been together for 5 years, and it sounds to us like you have feelings for Ronnie still. Can we admit that? Let's put it all out on the table.
I mean, I think Ronnie is a great guy.
Okay, so if Ronnie was single, would you be trying to hook up with him?
I mean, he'd definitely be trying to hook up with me.
Are you trying to hook up with him even though he has a girlfriend?
I'd say that he's old enough to speak for himself.
Well, he told us he's not. He told us that on the War of the Roses. That he's doing this because he feels like you need help. So our follow-up question is, why are you going back to Ronnie when he has a girlfriend? Maybe you should be turning to someone else in your life to help you so that you could crash in someone else's room if you need to. Like, we're all for helping you, but we just think you're knocking on the wrong door.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that it just makes more sense that since we are such good friends and that he is such a great guy that... If we're both being mature adults all the time and making our own decisions, do what we want to do, it makes perfect sense for me to just stay there. I mean, we're great friends. We've known each other for a really long time.
Except for the fact that it makes Carly uncomfortable, and you sound like you don't have the slightest...
She just said that she was the best he's ever had.
You're handling this, Carly, much better than I probably would.
I just wasn't expecting all this. I wasn't expecting for her to be on the phone and to talk to her. So I'm just soaking this all in. It's a lot.
Let's take a quick breather. Let's take a break.
If it's okay, I have something I have to say. I have to get off my chest. I need to say to Christina.
Okay. Listen, just hold on to that just for one moment. We have to go to break, and we'll have Carly. We'll give you the floor. You can say what you want, okay?
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We had a War of the Roses this week that kind of set everybody in the Queen City off, and it was Carly and Ronnie were fighting over his ex that keeps kind of flashing back into the relationship. Well, all three of them are on the phone right now.
So, yeah, if you want, so many messages are coming in and so many calls, but if you want to jump in and say what you want to say to Ronnie, Christina, and Carly, give us your thoughts at 704-570-9595.
Carly, when we left for the break there and for the Kiss Cash Code, which, by the way, make sure you text that code to 45911 for your chance at $1,000. But you said you had something to say, Carly. So the floor is yours. What would you like to say to Christina?
That this is it. This is the final straw. I'm really sorry you can't get your own boyfriend and you need help with your life because you can't do your life and you want mine. But you can't have it. This is where it stops. I'm done. Okay. So Ronnie, she's out. She's out of our lives. As soon as we hang up this phone call, I'm saying, like, delete this girl's phone number. I never want her in my house again. Okay. I have been patient enough.
I mean, Ronnie, you can't blame her. Have you heard everything Christina has said? She's just been matter of fact talking down your current girlfriend.
Dude, if I was not in the middle of this, they would be BFF. Trust me.
I think that's
okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, tell her right now on the radio, in front of all these people, to back off. I'm serious.
You really want me to do that?
I mean, I want you to not only delete her, I want you to block her. Like, we're done. This is no more. I have been so understanding. I have been so patient. I love you. Right, I know right, you love right. me.
Done. It's done. You hear?
Christina, I'm sorry. Like, just the fact that you're going to be so threatened by having just another woman within radius of your boyfriend, I mean, that just shows how really shallow and insecure you are.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. You can call me whatever you want, but I got the condo, I got the guy, okay? So you go need to work on
ladies,
your own.
Ladies.
Look, I could have any guy that I wanted, and I do, by the way.
Okay.
So,
all right, go get him.
Go find another guy.
I have another boyfriend. It's like, you guys think you know everything about my life.
If you have another boyfriend, why are you going, why even be in this situation? Just leave these people alone.
He's letting me stay there.
Okay, well, go stay at your boyfriend's house.
I'll stay at your boyfriend's house? I mean, like, this is crazy. This doesn't even make any sense. I don't believe you.
I mean, Ronnie, and now, can't you see?
Enough.
Come on, dude. What more do you need?
Choose your side, Ronnie.
I already did. I put my foot down.
Good. Okay. Well, Christina, it's done. Leave Ronnie and Carly alone. Go be with your boyfriend. Have a great life. Hopefully your boyfriend can help you as much as Ronnie has had.
Christina, please stop contacting me. It's done. No more, okay?
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I'm sure you're going to miss me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to let her go. Christina, thank you for coming on today. Hopefully you get the help that you need and get your life back on track. From what we hear, it's kind of messy. All right, Carly, I'm sorry. I feel like we finally got to the end of it.
No, thank you, guys. We just needed this. I think we needed this because when you're on the radio and everybody can hear your business, it, like, puts it in a new perspective. Know what I mean? So,
we needed to get to the bottom of it, and I think we now know Christina's intentions.
Right.
And Ronnie, I hope you can now see clearly what was going on. And as everybody okay? Are you two okay now?
Yeah, I know we got this. We're fine. Okay? I just needed that one thing. And so you get it. So I love you. So thank you.
All right.
Of course, babe.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on. Everybody is gone. Wow. Oh,
holy cow. I mean, the text messages are coming in fast and furiously. Oh, my God, red flag. She clearly had some intention. She's acting like an immature child.
Christina just showed all of her cards at the end.
Yeah. And, right there with Loren, this would not fly with me, shaking my head.
Ronnie finally put his foot down, though. That's all we asked.
Yeah.
It took us 3 days to get him to put his foot down, but he finally did.
Let's talk to Jennifer and Chester. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, so you think Christina swerved the question? What do you mean?
I feel like she got asked, are y'all hooking up? So instead of her saying straight up yes, no, she said, I will let Ronnie answer that question. He is a big boy and he can't answer it.
I didn't even pick up on that.
I did.
Already gave an answer.
He said no.
He said no, but she didn't answer it. She directed it to him.
Yeah, and that to me is telling me that they're maybe both lying there.
I don't think so. I don't think he's lying.
I kind of got that vibe when she redirected the question. She didn't answer it, and she just gave it back to him. It's like, I'll let him answer that.
See, now, I thought that immediately, but the more she spoke, the more I was like, she is manipulating this game.
I agree on that part, too.
So
yes,
maybe
she was going full of herself.
Maybe she just deflected that situation to make us think that they had slept
together. That's what I thought. She's not self-deprecating. She can't, in her head, say that she's not getting
right.
him. So that's why I think she deflected that. I really do believe Ronnie. I really do. Thanks, Jennifer.
And I also think that Christina was trying to do anything and everything to make Carly feel like crap.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, I think she was playing so many mind games there. Let's talk to Pocahontas.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Pocahontas and Gastonia. So what do you think with Carly?
Okay, so this is the rundown real quick with Carly. She seems really naive. She seems like she's really in love. But Ronnie is doing the most. Christina doesn't want to be kind of airing the business out, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to continue doing what she's doing. But because she's like a little brat to him, so it's kind of like a soap opera thing going on. He wants to give her what she wants, but to make her happy. And then tonight he's going to be back at Christina's house. And then in the morning they'll be calling you again. So it's really stupid.
You think, huh, Pocahontas? You think it's going to be a never-ending cycle?
Oh, I know. So he's going to be at Christina's house as soon as the call's
out. Wow. He said no, though. Thanks, Pocahontas.
I hope not. I really, really hope not.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's mention, for the first time, we found out Christina has a boyfriend.
Yeah. So why would she not be going to her boyfriend for help and support? Why?
Right. I don't think she has a boyfriend.
She goes, you don't know me. I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
You don't act like you guys know me.
I don't think she has a boyfriend.
You think she made that up?
Yeah.
I have reason to believe she made up every single thing she said on that call. But the bottom line is Carly and Ronnie accepted it. Carly was sweet to Ronnie at the end of that. And if we need to, we'll keep on this. If we need to come to Carly's rescue again, we will.
We just got a text message that I...
All right. Well,
brings up a good point.
Okay. Well, let's read that text message, and you can keep the calls coming in, too, if you'd like to. 704-570-9595. We're going to read this text message that Lorenz says could change everything in 5 minutes.
The Main War of the Red Morning Show. We are just raveling from the War of the Roses update with the big confrontation between Carly and Christina went down live on the radio.
If you missed it, it'll be up on the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app, which is free. And if you have Apple Play, it shows up on your car display now.
That's cool.
So you can stream Kiss 95.1 and the MRL show all day 24/7.
Now, we got a text message, Loren, that was huge, according to you.
Yeah, this person brought up a really, really good point, and it's from area code 803, and they said, it took Ronnie 5 years to make Carly a priority. To be honest, that shouldn't even have been a question in their relationship, and Christina should have been gone long ago, which we agree with. But the fact that this person said it took Ronnie 5 years to make Carly the priority, don't disagree with that. Like, it really shouldn't have come to this.
I have to believe Carly's not lying. I have to believe.
I don't think Carly's lying about anything.
Ronnie's not lying either. I mean, that's what I just have to believe for this relationship to work. So we'll check in with Carly again, though.
Yeah,
in a couple weeks,
I would say that Christina has been a manipulator and been manipulating Ronnie. If anything, he's just the byproduct. He's the victim of her manipulation.
Right.
She was trying to manipulate everyone on the phone.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you have to hear this confrontation that just went down. Get the Kiss95.1 app. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, BPodStudios.com, YouTube, wherever you get, wherever you want to get the show, we're there.
You can overdose on MRL.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.